Hello and welcome to Mind Body Sleep, the podcast for anyone out there who wants to understand and recover from insomnia using a holistic perspective. I'm Beth Kendall, your host. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. How is it going? I hope you're doing really, really well. Today's episode is geared mostly towards my ladies, but I think anyone who wants a deeper understanding of insomnia can benefit from what I'm going to share with you today. So I get lots and lots of questions from women about the impact of hormones on sleep. And these questions come from women who are still having a cycle, women in perimenopause, and women in menopause. Now, having gone through this transition in my life not that long ago, I can totally relate to your concerns and some of the confusion around what is actually insomnia and what is just normal sleep disruption that occurs for most women who are going through hormonal changes. So I'd like to highlight three main points around today's topic. First, I'm going to talk about the key differences between sleep disruption and insomnia. Then I'm going to talk about why shifting hormones often becomes the trigger for insomnia. And lastly, I'm going to share a few tips on what to consider with your sleep as you move through this transition in your life. Okay. So let's first talk about sleep deprivation versus insomnia, because I view these as two separate things. There are so many things throughout the course of life that can disrupt sleep: a noisy neighbor, an injury, a new medication, a stressful event, a new baby. I've got a neighbor putting in a new roof today, which woke me up way too early. But all of these things can cause some choppy sleep. Now, insomnia, in the way I view it, is a bit different in that there is an element of fear or anxiety attached to not sleeping. Somewhere along the way, the brain created an association between not sleeping and danger. So then over time, hyperarousal gets activated whenever there's a potential threat of not sleeping. And for anyone out there who has felt the disappearance of sleep the minute you hit the pillow, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But this is what evolves into insomnia, where you are dealing with a brain that feels like it's lost its ability to sleep, and sleep becomes something you're never really sure you're going to get at night or not. So how do you know the difference? How do you figure out if you're dealing with sleep disruption or insomnia? And can these two coexist? Well, when I think about my girlfriends who are currently going through these very real hormonal shifts, sleep is always a hot topic, right? In fact, I would say that sleep is a hot topic almost everywhere. But for my girlfriends, it's because of night sweats, or maybe they're dealing with blood sugar issues or some emotional variability. I know I felt like I was becoming a whole different person when I was going through it, because I would feel just so profoundly irritated at basically nothing. And I would feel all of this rage inside of me to the point that I was like, who am I even right now? I just didn't feel like myself at all. And of course, this is different for everyone, but there are some common themes at play, and sleep is definitely up there. Now, what I don't hear during conversations over lunch with my girls is the emotion of fear. Okay, there's no sense of intense fear or hopelessness around the situation with sleep. Frustration and exhaustion, yes, but fear that it's never going to go away, or that something is really broken as far as the ability to sleep, or that they're going to end up in a never-ending cycle of not sleeping. No. And I find this with the general public as well. When I tell people I'm a sleep coach for people with insomnia, they almost always say something like, "Oh, my sleep is so bad right now." And then I say something like, "Well, tell me more." And then they usually talk about how they don't sleep well on Sunday night, or they don't sleep well when they have to get up early, or they're waking up in the middle of the night for longer than they want to. So at that point, I usually ask them another question, like, how has this impacted your life? Or how would you describe your current relationship with sleep? And this is when I usually know if they are dealing with some fear around sleep or just normal sleep disruption. Because a lot of times when I ask that second question, they don't really understand the question. They don't know what I'm getting at because they haven't started putting a lot of effort into their sleep yet. And they haven't started to alter their life around the status of their sleep. So, you know, I usually say something like, "Oh, this is very normal and your body will get you back on track." And I do that because it's my hope that they don't lose trust in their sleep and develop insomnia, which leads me to the second thing I want to talk about today, which is how menopause or perimenopause can become the precipitating factor that leads to insomnia, which again, I define as a fear of not sleeping. So when sleep gets disrupted due to changing hormones, it's very normal to go to the doctor and get some help. And then maybe the doctor assigns you a diagnostic code for insomnia and prescribes a sleeping pill. Or maybe this is the point where you go on Amazon and start Googling herbal supplements for menopause. And then due to the trusty algorithms, you start getting inundated with information everywhere about what you should do for your sleep. And this is the point where sleep transitions from being a relatively passive process to something we try to achieve. And then, heaven forbid, you end up in a Facebook group for insomnia where you will hear every scary thing possible that could ever happen with your sleep. And then before you know it, you have developed an unconscious fear of not sleeping. And back to my previous point about sleep disruption and insomnia, and can these two coexist at the same time? I would say yes, because while these are two separate things, you can have both going on. And for the person who already has insomnia or some fear or anxiety about not sleeping, something like menopause can really throw you into some panic. I was very grateful that by the time I went through this myself, that I was pretty much over insomnia, and it didn't send me spiraling the way that I'm sure it probably would have otherwise. So how can we meet this? How can we move through these hormonal changes in a helpful way? Well, I think what can be really helpful in this situation is to just normalize some disrupted sleep during menopause. Most of the women I know do experience this to some degree, so it's definitely not a unique situation, and it doesn't mean that anything has gone wrong. The next thing is just having an education and awareness of the difference between these two struggles. And if you want to do a deeper dive into this, I did a podcast, I think it was episode number 19, and it's all about sleep optimization versus insomnia. So it goes further into the difference between these two conversations. And the last thing I'll offer in terms of moving through this time in your life is to get support for yourself in whatever way you need it. So that could be talking to someone who really understands hormones. I know there are so many of my old nutritional therapy colleagues that specialize in this and understand it at a deep level. Or maybe that's implementing a self-care practice for yourself, or getting a coach, or joining a program. I personally thought the transition through menopause was a pretty wild ride, and I was actually taken a little off guard because I didn't hear a lot of women talking about the mental and emotional component of the process. On some level, I even felt like it was a bit of a grieving process, and I was questioning my place in society and even my own mortality. So it was a much more psychologically difficult experience for me than it was physical. So if any of my ladies out there are going through something similar to this, you are not alone, my friend. All right, so that wraps up today's episode. I hope that something here was helpful. If you need some support with your sleep, come join us in the mentorship. I personally think life is way too short to be dealing with something like insomnia, which is why I created the program I wish I'd had when I was going through it. Until next time, I'm Beth Kendall, and this is the Mind Body Sleep Podcast. Bye for now. Thanks for being here today. If you love what you heard on today's episode, don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to the podcast. And if you need more support with your sleep, join me in the Mind Body Sleep Mentorship. This 3-month one-on-one program will transform your relationship with sleep so you can get back to living the life that you love, free from the fear of not sleeping. Head on over to bethkendall.com for more details. I'll see you next time.